James chapter 1, verse 22.
Why are you skipping all the other good verses?
Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. To be a doer of the word doesn't mean to do anything. To be a doer of the word simply means to look into the perfect law of liberty and continue. I mean, it's the weirdest, this is weird. Be a doer of the word. What the hell does that mean? What the natural mind thinks it means is what the deception that most of you have continued in, even in all these years. You always think that there's something to do. You always think, you always try, you hear these incredible words of life and try to apply them to your life. You hear me speak about the mystery of marriage, and therefore then you try to do something with your marriage,
for example.
You hear the talk about being in subjection to wherever you are, and then you go out and try to be in subjection. You hear the talk about abandonment of self, and then you go try to abandon yourself, which is a contradiction in terms. You hear that whosoever seeketh to save his life shall lose it, and so you go out and try to lose your life. The gospel isn't something that you can add unto your life. It's an invasion.
Amen.
Into you as the earth. That happens by its own force. It's like, how many of you were in the military? Anybody here in the military? Daryl was in the military. Harry was not in the military.
Harry was in gymnastics.
Harry gets, you know what happens to your tax dollars? Let me tell you what happens to your tax dollars.
No respect.
This is what happens to you.
Harry was in the Air Force Academy, and he was up, they were out playing around one day, and he hurt his knee. And so he got discharged. And he gets $60 a month for perpetuity.
I was injured swimming single-handedly in the Tokyo Olympics. In my teeth while you were home warm in your bed.
Yeah, right.
Fighting for his right to be your son.
That's right. If he had given selflessly, run silent battle. Let's see where it gets shot.
Run silent.
You got a purple
geek.
Heart?
Let's take Daryl for an example.
For example.
Thank you.
Daryl was in the Air Force, and in the Air Force, when you're not on the flight line, and when you meet someone of a higher rank, it's required that you salute. It's the law under that system. So imagine Daryl being in the Air Force, and he goes through this process for 4 or 6 years, or however many long he was gone. And every time he sees a particular officer that he has to pass, he salutes him. And it's as natural as breathing. He has to salute. he doesn't salute, he's subject to the law. But then he gets discharged. And so he's signed the discharge papers, he's removed from the contract. He still has a uniform on in this scenario. And he walks outside, and he meets the same general. And Darryl doesn't salute him. And the general goes bananas, because he didn't get the salute. And Darryl's response to him is, I'm no longer under the law. I've been discharged. You understand? Well, that's what the gospel is. You have been discharged, not to something odious. You've been discharged to the greatest phenomena there is in the universe. You've been discharged from the law that you might now live in grace. You're not discharged from the law so you can adopt a new set of laws. You're not discharged from cause and effect so you can adopt religious cause and effect. You're discharged from the law. Your discharge comes at the moment when you say, Father, I present myself to you. Do you understand me? Now, from now on, after the discharge, there is nothing. You're discharged from self, is what you're discharged from. Now the mystery is, it's better than that. All you're discharged from is the illusion of self. You've never been self. God has always used you exactly as he desired to. You have never been an independent self. For a while, you've lived under the illusion of self. And because you had an independent self-identity, you had to work to prove your worth, to prove your reason for existence. Now, some of you are trying to prove your reason for existence. I'm sure that you know, and the stuff we've talked about in the past, you know that there were harsh words said or a moment said in your past when you were a child. You know, why were you born? Or, you're an evil child. You know, whatever it is, something penetrated your mind and it locked in for a thousand reasons. And because of that, ever since then, you've been trying to prove something. Now, the gospel is either true or it's not. And if it's true, it's true equally for you as it was for Jesus Christ, as it was for Paul, as it is for me. It's either totally or nothing. Now, the problem with you thus far is you have been discharged. But you spend most of your life, since the discharge, in amnesia, thinking you're back before the discharge. So it's like Darryl. Darryl's running around saluting everybody. But it's the same kind of thing.
How did you get mine?
Do you understand me? All you're going through is this process of seeing that you're discharged totally from self. It's not bad news.
That's a good allegory. Blessings on Rabbi Ogre.
Yes.
You're good time.
Saluting the law. Saluting self.
You don't have to do it any longer. Now, you don't take
the words that I say. I mean, again, what I've told you 100 times, if I ever say to you, and if I ever say anything to you that any of you can do, then it's not preaching. Well, Martin Luther once said that Satan laughs at the written word, but he flees into hiding at the spoken word, at the rhema. Rhema means it's been experienced by the speaker. I mean, you gotta know that. I mean, this is a pretty awesome little book. It's heavy. And there's more laws in here, more ways of behavior, more rules of activity than you've ever dreamed of in terms of the fullness of their meaning. And the law says, it says if you accept that you have to do one of them, then you have to do all of them. That's kind of dumb. You know, I've a lot of my being has been focused, obviously, on the whole process. And I saw when I looked at in the spirit, when I saw over the 10, 11, 12, however many years that was, seems like I've known him all his life. Okay. I saw a being for which freedom is this far away, for which there is perfect joy, perfect happiness, perfect peace, the heart desire being satisfied. And yet all that time, and it's right next to him, all the time trying to do the law. You know, it's not just, you know, I see it when I look at Ed, I see it when I look at Butch, I see it not much as much lately, but I saw it for years when I looked at Larry. I always see it when I look at Rick. You don't have to do it. There's nothing for you to perform. You've been delivered, translated from that kingdom of the need to perform into the kingdom of grace. Now, most of you say, okay, if that's true, I mean, this is what people used to tell me all, and when I started talking about this on radio so many years ago, I've heard everything, you know, I know what the response in the mind. Well, if that's true, I'd just sit around and die. Or who'd feed my kids? Or you know, if that's true, I'd just sit alone in the house and wouldn't do anything. That's like being asleep. And all there's somebody saying to you, wake up, and the light shine. You're in the middle of the world's worst nightmare. And the nightmare is one of everything you do. It's just a little out of reach. Everything you do, it's just not quite it. Doesn't quite measure up. Doesn't quite meet the standard. And then in the middle of the dream, you have this terrible in terms of awesome voice coming out of nowhere, and the hand in the wall. And the handwriting on the wall says, you have been weighed in the balance and you've been found wanting. You already knew that all along anyway, but it's terrible to have, you know, big booming, we gotta get Rex to record, you know, a reverberator. Mene, Takalu Farson, you've been weighed in the balance. And you've been found lacking. Well, you already knew it. everything. It's like the world's terriblest nightmare. Everything you do doesn't quite make it. Well, guess what, folks? You've been living that nightmare. Okay. All somebody knows, and you still believe in your mind, if you work just a little bit harder, and if you memorize, if you happen to be a bullet, what happened? Somebody turned off the light. If you can if you happen to be, you know, believe in guiding around, well, if I just did it better, if I prayed more, if I studied the Bible more, if I just did it a little bit better, if I was nicer to my kids, or if I were nicer to Ole, I said, yeah, that's it. Yeah. But my point is, you believe that there, you secretly believe that if I get just a little bit better, then I'll get it, whatever it is. But in the darkest being, the darkest recesses of your being, you know that's a lie.
Where did we get that idea?
That's what the reason for the test. That's why you're made. That's why you're alive, so that you can be tested. It's what driving force that drives you to the test. But now, in the middle of this nightmare, the whole human race is having the same nightmare. And governments and corporations and families and tribes are all built. The reason for existence is that one singular nightmare. That if we do it just a little bit better, if we do it just a little bit different, if we can mobilize our resources just a little bit different, then we'll get it. And no, they don't even know what the fuck it is. But they're being driven towards it. Just like you have. Now you'll always place labels on it. Sometimes the label is a person, sometimes it's love, sometimes it's happiness, sometimes it's money, sometimes it's success. There's 1,000 labels for it. Let me put it another way. There are 1,000 disguises for it. It is the Antichrist. Its function is to convince you, to keep you in the nightmare. Now God comes along in the person of some idiot like me, and all he does is say to you, wake up. And so you wake up as though from a bad dream, and all of a sudden, all of the performance is never, ever again necessary. But you see, you don't really believe that. Somebody tells you that, but so you have to run around and you try to go back to sleep all the time. That's why we need each other. Because I, without you, would go back to sleep also. Awake, awake, ye who have fallen asleep in life. Consider your ways and your thoughts. Know you not that you've spent a life chasing vain shadows and shadows of shadows? That's really dumb. Now, the way you all have a unique way of going back to sleep. What you do when you go back to sleep is you take the doctrine in which we've been delivered, which is like it's falling into a swimming pool. Okay, you just sort of, it's not enough to hurt you, it's just in the swimming pool. And in the swimming pool is life and joy and peace and long everything. And so you've taken all the labels of the condition that's in the swimming pool or in that doctrine, and you bring them back with you into your sleep. So now your nightmare is doubly bad. You understand me? Now, it's just not the normal stuff that all the human race is concerned with. Now you're twice the child of hell. because you've brought all your religious bullshit in with you and back into the dream. That's why Christ said you will travel over sea and land to make one convert, and when he is made, you will make him twice the child of hell that you are. Least studied scripture in evangelical Christianity. Just accept the joy that grace has shed upon you. You don't have to do it anymore. You do it by looking into and seeing the perfect law of liberty. That's just another name for Jesus Christ. You stop, as long as you're a hearer of the word and not a doer, as it says in James, everything you look at is a mirror. And so you look at everything and you look for a moment and you behold your natural face in that glass, and then you forget, the mirror puts you to sleep. It's like hypnosis. You can't look at yourself without, in the spirit, going back to sleep. That's the trick. That's how God of this world has blinded your minds. The moment you look at yourself, you spiritually have gone back to sleep. It doesn't matter if you look at yourself to see how neat God is. You're still going back to sleep. The dream may be real nice for a minute because it's righteous, but it'll turn on you in a New York minute like a bad pit bull.
A Greek myth of Narcissus.
Yeah.
You know, he was immobilized.
By his own image.
Fell in love with his own image and stayed there.
Narcissus. That's why your only job is spontaneity. You got it. You don't have to worry about getting it. Do you understand that you can't do the doctrine? You got that? Yeah. All of you must have that by now.
Yeah.
You got that down pat?
Let's move on.
Let's come in love.
We've been over this.
Okay, now just be. Just be. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Now, the word behold there is a word that means like, you know, for a minute, just think about that for a minute. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. It doth not yet appear to our senses what we shall be. I didn't have the slightest idea that we were going to look like this when we started a long time ago. There was absolutely no role model. And we've done everything perfect all along the line.
Having things out in the open, read that scripture, I thought about, I don't think I would recognize Christ. You know, I've always thought, you know, you'd know him by his appearance and the deeds that he did, but in saying it like that, as you were in the world, so
is he.
And I realize I don't think I would have recognized him by his behavior.
No, I mean, the disciples that were with him 3.5 years didn't recognize him 3 times. Right away. Boom, boom, boom. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of a God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not. To be called the children of God means that by definition, the world, guess what's in the world? The world and your mind knoweth us not. Because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Not appear in the future, but appear now. In Revelation, in you. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Now the word purifieth himself, as you all know, is an automatic. It happens without your effort. In fact, it stops when your effort is applied to it. That's what's also automatic. In fact, it stops when you look and see yourself in the mirror. And what does it mean to see yourself in the mirror? You cannot receive a stimulus without considering, how does this affect me? Therefore, everything in the world, if you're a hearer of the word only, is a mirror. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. It's an automatic. Purifieth himself. Automatic. To be a doer of the word is to be able to see. That's all that's required. But don't take the stuff you hear here or in your Bible studies and try to do it. What that'll do, it'll put you back to sleep. The only cry ever and always is to wake up. You understand? A resonant alarm clock.
I feel like you went to 1 John 3 there. Did you say that?
Yeah. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. Awake, or arise, and shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen. The moment, another way of saying it, the moment you look in the mirror, the moment you see yourself, you go back to darkness. You've been translated out of that kingdom of darkness. The bottom line here is, don't try to do this stuff. Better just wake up. Amen?
Amen.
Now for a lot of the time when I talk, when I say stuff, it puts you on all kinds of trips about what you're not.
makes you argue with it to see whether or not it's right. But this is the best news there is in the history of the universe. You have nothing left to do. What's finished. You don't have to perform ever again. You don't have to prove yourself to anybody. You just have to be free. Same night he was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. And he blessed it, saying, "Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who bringeth forth bread from the earth." We have a bread, and we have an altar, and we have a table. But you can only eat at if you're awake. If you eat this bread and drink this wine while you're still sleeping, the Holy Spirit has to do the opposite to you. He has to make your nightmare worse. If you're awake and eating, it's glory unto glory, faith unto faith, peace unto peace, knowledge unto knowledge, love unto love. And he took the cup and he gave thanks, saying, "Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, createst the fruit of the vine." Now the process of the fruit of the vine is called fermentation, to become wine. Fermentation is a good thing. It causes wine to bubble, causes wine to be good. It causes you to get a buzz if you drink wine. But fermentation, internalized, is living, walking death. You don't want to do that anymore. Bubble forth whatever's there, ever and always, to life. Take it, big guy.
See Daryl's shirt.